Page 61. A multi-generational household.
This house really has two master suites.
In 2003, Connecticut residents Tammy and Mario Pereira built a home to accommodate multiple generations of their family. It has separate spaces for Tammy's father and her adult sister, plus room for their son and daughter.
Family is what life is all about.
You have soccer practice tonight?
They had wanted to buy an existing home, but couldn't find one that met their needs. 10 years later, they have plenty of company. 50 million Americans live in multi-generational homes, just like the Pereiras, and many want homes that fit their expanded families. Now, builders are trying to provide them. In Marana, just north of Tucson, we met Alan Jones. He's with Lennar Homes.
I mean, if you came up to this home standing right here, looking at the home, you would think this home was no different than any other home.
But it is. Just off the main entrance, a second door leads to an apartment built under the same roof.
All right. Trump is red.
Which was part of the appeal for retired school teacher Tom Moser and his father Lee. Tom moved into this 3,100-square-foot home with his wife Kristen last year. His father Lee moved in, too, to the separate but connected apartment.
We have our separate places. He has a kitchen, he has a garage, he has laundry facilities, and yet we're connected. So there's independence, and yet we can see each other when we choose to.
Copyright CBS News.